Hi, my name is John.
And my name's Chris.
And this is Stay on Target.
In this episode, we're going to rate the comics we've talked about so far at light speed. We're going to give you some additional comments on the New 52 and give a slight preview of our expectations for the Before Watchmen series of comics. I'm gonna run down the list of comics you're gonna rate them on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
This is entirely subjective, and we have used no scientific weighting whatsoever for these ratings. These are just John's opinion.
And they're gonna happen fast, so. Yeah.
Swamp Thing.
7.
Superman.
6.
Batgirl.
8.
Detective Comics.
7.
Action Comics.
8.5.
Wonder Woman.
8.5.
Justice League.
7.5.
Aquaman.
8.
Batman.
9.
Nightwing.
7.
Justice League Dark.
4.
Batman and Robin.
7.
Flash.
9.
Okay, so there were some notable comics we left off of here, like Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. I don't really pick up Green Lantern. That world just hasn't intrigued me as much. Yeah. But I guarantee he's pretty annoying in the Justice League comics, and mm-hmm. I guarantee he's not like that in his own comic.
Well, you would hope so.
I would hope.
Batwoman.
She had a crossover with Batgirl at one point, and I dug that.
How'd
was
that
cool.
Go?
I don't know. I just don't pick it up, and I don't know why. I hear it's one of the better ones. I hear it's one of the best comics there. Mm-hmm. I just doesn't intrigue me as much. I don't know. All right. And I love the Bat world.
All right. So do you have any additional comments on the New 52?
Well, the only thing I really have, I guess I was reading an article a couple weeks ago in IGN, and they just kind of brushed over the fact that none of the comics that they had read or that sort of thing were very kid-friendly, and I have to agree. I was thinking about the ones that I've read, and as I was reading them and brushing over them again for this, I got to thinking, man, none of them are really kid-friendly. They either have just a bunch of violence in them, or they have some sexual content, or they have like some language, or the topic matter just isn't for kids. Mm. And the biggest market that comics have, I guess, is for kids, because they're literally going to grow up with these characters.
Right.
And so I personally would love to see at least a comic that was really fun and really kid-friendly.
Yeah, you would think out of the entire New 52 comic series that they could have one that's kid-friendly.
Yeah, or at least one that's kid-friendly that has the mainstream characters in them. Because I pick up most of the ones with all the mainstream characters, and it's like, you know, there probably is like maybe Teen Titans. I don't know. I haven't picked it up, but maybe not. I'm not sure. But I mean, you'd think that they would have at least a Superman comic that was kid friendly, or a Wonder Woman comic that was kid friendly, or a Batman comic that was kid friendly. Or, I mean, the Flash is the only one that kind of comes close for me. By trying to push the limit and push the edges, they've gone against being kid friendly, and that's probably not a good thing for them.
All right. We're going to talk about Before Watchmen a little bit.
Okay.
It's been going now for what? Maybe 3 months?
Yeah, a little while.
Something like that?
Yeah.
But neither one of us are picking it up. I'm waiting for the graphic novels.
I don't know if I'll read them or not.
Are you just completely ambivalent to the entire idea?
Man, the whole idea just kind of bugged me, because it's like Watchmen was this epic comic, and it was very time period based.
Yeah.
And we're not in that time period anymore.
True.
Almost have to understand more about when that comic was written and that sort of thing to be able to get the comic in the first place.
Right.
And so to have a prequel to it trying to update it or make it more relevant for people today, it just kind of weirds me out a little bit.
I mean, and this is obviously, neither one of us have read it. I don't necessarily think they were going for that, were they? They were just wanting to bring more readers into the world and expand the world a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, I always think of it, that could have been a money grab.
I, on the other hand, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to buy the individual issues because I don't think it's worth the money investment. And I'm just not that into Watchmen where I'm going to invest all this money in. Oh, I need to see what's happening every single month. But I will buy the graphic novels just because I really enjoy Watchmen. I really enjoy that world. I enjoyed the movie, even though the characters are a little different in the movie than they were in the comic.
Right.
I'm not as much of an Alan Moore purist as some, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with expanding this world. It's kind of like, I like The Hobbit and I like The Lord of the Rings, but I also like all the other books that Tolkien wrote. Expanding on that world.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have the same kind of weight and gravity, and they're not the same characters, but I'm okay with expanding that world.
I gotcha. And I think that makes sense whenever you compare it to the Tolkien thing. It's just, I just wonder how much more of their story is there to tell there in Watchmen.
Right.
And are we going to create these epic things in the prequel, and is that going to devalue what's already happened in the big book? I mean, are they trying to outdo themselves on the prequels? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll see. We'll come back to a piece at the end.
Absolutely.
After they come out on a graphic novel, and I read them, and apparently you don't.
Yeah, well, I'll read them if you read them, and I'll probably read them. So
all right, deal. Next time we're going to talk about the fall 2012 season of television and give you our opinions and review of the first few episodes of several of our favorite shows. So we'll see you next time on Stay on Target.